This is Afternoon Programming with L.
Oh, hey, how's it going? Sounds like I just had a stressful day. Man, I really don't know how this shit's gonna go. Welcome to Afternoon Programming. It's a new podcast that I wanted to start where it's just me kind of rambling and riffing or whatever on, you know, shit that's going on. And then I can just fill you in on what's going on in my life, you know. Sometimes, you know, I want to tell people what's going on in my life. But, like, I don't know how to do that in normal life, if that makes sense, you know. It's like you ever have, like, a good day or, like, something really good happen to you and you kind of want to tell somebody. And, you know, if you're like me, sometimes, even though you might have good friends, like, that you're really close to, you've kind of, you know, feel like you're bothering them if you tell them about stuff or you reach out to them. But, you know, that could just be me, like, thinking too much, which I do a lot. And people might be like, oh, L, you know, I want you to tell me how your day was, you know, or it's the opposite where it's like you have a great day and you just want to tell somebody. And then what happens sometimes is people want to tell you how great their day was, but then you don't really care about what other people are saying. And you just kind of want to say, you know, get it out from your end, but not the other person's, not really hear them, you know. But I don't know. I'm kind of weird like that. Like I said, this is Afternoon Programming, episode one. This is like the first one. This is really like almost like an experiment, but episode one, Afternoon Programming. If you didn't listen to the trailer to the podcast, which maybe you didn't, and you're just stumbling on this one, this podcast, basically, like I said, riffing on stuff that's going on, talking about things and tell you what's going on in my life. It's crazy, just to fill you in. So one thing that, this is, I guess, this is not really getting serious, is it? Maybe. So I've been, talking to a therapist lately, you know, just trying to hash out some stuff that I had on my chest and I was holding on to a few things. And man, for me, I'll say therapy has been amazing. Just, you know, kind of like looking at things for what they are and, what they were that happened to me when I was young, whether it be, you know, just traumatic events or just, you know, maybe how I feel about myself. And it's crazy how much stuff can affect you as a child. And so, you know, I didn't really have the best relationship with like my father, growing up, just because, you know, there was a bunch of issues going on and he kind of left, and him and my mom separated when they were young, or excuse me, when I was young. And so I kind of dealt with a lot of stuff, but it's really wild. Talking to my therapist, it's like, just, you know, I'll tell her some stuff that happened to me as a child and I'll be like, yeah, you know, this is this, da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's just like, it's normal, you know? And then she'll be like, that's not normal. That's not something that a child just goes through or experiences, you know? And then I'm like, oh, this isn't a normal thing? You mean to tell me my traumatic event is not a normal thing? You know, hey, you learn something new every day. But so yeah, I've been doing that, working on a bunch of things. It's funny, I just had a conversation with my dad, and you know, I'm trying to involve my dad more in like my life and tell him about my career and, you know, the girl that I'm dating and what I want to do in life, and I want to excite him. And my dad's very old school, you know. And I kind of feel like old school people, how they used to think, whereas they're very traditional and stuff. Those people are kind of like slowly disappearing. Of course, because they're getting old and they're passing away. But that's not the point. It's just, you know, times are changing. Every generation is, you know, they're doing things differently. Or they might do things like a little bit traditionally with some, you know, some little changes. It's kind of like fashion where, you know, they might try to bring some shit back and then try to give it a little twist. It's kind of like the same thing. But anyway, I was talking to my dad and he was telling me, I can say this because he's not really, doesn't understand English all that well, because Spanish is his first language. He came over here from Mexico, just ran across the border, but and he made it out here. Hey, we in there. And I wouldn't be without here without him today, you know. Anyway, he was telling me very traditional things, and like I just kind of played it off as he has this way of talking, and I feel like maybe I'll talk like this in my own way when I get older, and maybe I have a kid or two, or I really won't care. But he was telling me, he's like, you know, I had started this new job, like photographing cars, and it's like part time. It's perfect. It pays the bills. It gives me my financial like freedom to do whatever the hell else I want to do on during the day. And he was like, you know, you need to get a stable job. And I'm like, a stable job? Like, what do you like? This job that I have is good. I do this plus like a million different things that all work together. He's like, you know, if you work at Walmart or Amazon, that's a steady job. And immediately I was like, what the fuck is this? This is like very weird. And I was like, okay, you know, and of course I didn't want to be rude and be like, you're wrong. But I was just like, okay, you know, just kind of shrugging it off or whatever. He's like, you should work at Amazon because Amazon is hiring and they're good people. I don't know about that, Pops. I don't know if you've been reading the news. Workers at Amazon necessarily aren't treated the best, but that's neither here nor there. He talked about that, and then he went into like this whole conversation about like how to keep a woman, right? And I feel like this is with the old heads, and we'll probably have our own. I'll probably have my own version of that, where I'll just be like, listen. She, you know, da, 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 and if she ain't doing that, then whatever, let her go, whatever. But he's like, women are like this. It's very basic, very like, not stereotypical. What's the word? It's like very, almost like 90s movie-esque way that a man would talk about a woman, right? Excuse me. He was saying something to the effect of like, you know, women, you know, you got to tell a woman that she can't control you. You can't let a woman tell you what you can and can't do. And I was like, all right, yeah, I've heard this, you know, thousands of times in movies or social media or society, television, whatever, songs. And he's like, you know, a man's got to be the head of the house. A man's got to be, you know, able to provide, able to pay all the bills and do all these things. Now, excuse me, in me saying that, there might be some people out there who agree. And then, you know, they might want a partner who's like, you know what, I don't want to have to, you know, help pay for the bills. Maybe there's actually some people, not just women, but there's men too, who might want a partner that, you know, handles all the bills or pays for whatever. But on the other hand, there's also people who don't, you know, like me. I used to think like that. I used to be like, yeah, I got to be the head of the household. I got to provide while my wife stays at home, takes care of the kids and make sure the house is clean and she cooks and bada, bada, bada. But, ooh, excuse me, I'm over here drinking and shit hit me. Anyway. I used to think like that. And then until my mom, now to go back a little bit, my mom, she's the one that raised me for the most part. And I have my issues with her, but she did raise me. And so she was very much more so of the independent. She was a very independent woman. And it's so funny to hear both of them talk about like what to look for in a partner, what to look for and what to avoid in a partner, you know. Because my mom was very much like, don't get a woman who can't cook, you know? And I'm like, you need to learn how to cook. You need to know how to do this. You need to know how to do that. You know, the woman should be hardworking. Like, you know, very, I guess, what would you call that? Progressive? Shit, I don't know. But, yeah, so it was like that versus like my dad, who was like, no. The woman got to do this. The woman got to be at the house. She got to be chilling on the couch, cleaning up the clothes, you know, cleaning up this and that, making sure shit is ready when I get to the crib, you know, that type of shit. But it's very interesting because I just kind of laughed it off and I just said, haha, because he would make little comments, which I feel like we'll probably go through this whenever we, our generation, my generation, and anybody who's close to my age, I'm 32. When we have kids, or we're probably going through it right now, where our kids are like, y'all are wild. You know, it's like, you ever listen to an old head who talks about how things were back in the day, as far as like, what was okay and what was not okay, or excuse me, socially acceptable. And you're like, damn, these motherfuckers was just like running wild. What do you mean this shit? You know, like kids nowadays. So back in the day, you know, they had maybe something like catcalling or something like, oh my God, that shit was fine back in the day. You know, I mean, hey, that's how it was. You know, no need to cancel me or nothing, you know. But it's just very interesting because I'm starting to learn just more and more about perspectives and shit. And just like how, I guess, I'm growing up and I guess like the future that I'm trying to, you know, I guess create, so to speak, you know. And then being in the relationship that I am with my girl, as you all probably know, P, the fairy, she's an amazing person, an amazing partner. And she's just helped me, like, you know, break down a lot of barriers. And she's been so patient. And man, like, it's a blessing to have her in my life. But
enough about me gushing about her.
Because you're probably either going, oh, or somebody's like, man, shut the fuck up. But no, it's very interesting of like, you know, it's that same thing of like I was talking about with the old heads where it's like you hear a lot of shit that happened, like, you know, or if you ever talk with like a close friend about childhoods and, you know, maybe one of your close friends had a let's just say a more difficult childhood. And then to them, it was like, yeah, didn't everybody go through this? And everybody's like, no, they did not. We did not go through this. This is not normal. You start to go, oh shit, maybe this wasn't the best, but hey, we here now, right? We here now. But anyway, I don't know where the fuck I'm going with this. This is, like I said, this is all a fucking experiment. Excuse my cursing and my I don't know what the fuck is it called when you're trying to get some clearing my throat or whatever. I got some mucus in there or whatever the fuck. But this is how it's gonna be. Now, I will jump into to some topics here and there. Oof, excuse me. But, you know, I just want to basically talk about what's going on in my life. And, hey, I appreciate everybody who tunes in. You know, it's very interesting. One thing I saw recently, saw a movie, The Suicide Squad, the new one, not the the piece of crap one a long time ago. But the new one, Idris Elba, Margot Robbie. Very, very, very entertaining. Very good movie. It's really, really good. I recommend y'all see it, especially if you got HBO Max or something, or if you know somebody that's got it, just take the login info, watch it. Pretty good. You'll have a good time. It's pretty fun. I will give you a warning if you haven't seen it. There's no spoilers, nothing like that. It's very violent. If you don't know anything about James Gunn, he's very, like, he has this almost like this movie is very like Tarantino-esque, where, you know, Tarantino has that like super violent. I don't know what the super violent, just like people getting cut, you know, shot, or, you know, their head or arm being dislocated or a toe going missing or some shit. It has like a mixture of that, but with comedy, like comedic beats, which is, I think that was probably James Gunn's way of, getting away with that. You know, people are like, oh shit, I just saw two people get their brains cut out. Oh, but they put this nice little, you know, dad joke here, which made it okay, you know. But hey, that was a pretty good movie. I saw it with my girl, and she I'll just let you know from the forefront, it gets very violent very quick. It caught her off guard, and she was like, what the fuck is going on here right now? Like, this is really wild. And she's not used to that type of stuff. She's not into like super violent stuff. She would rather see, you know, maybe something like sci-fi-esque or like fantasy, or I'm trying to think of like movies that she liked, because she doesn't like going to the movies, which I'm not gonna lie, that kind of almost scared me away in the beginning. But she didn't like it, but she had a good time though. She thought it was fun. But that's a good movie. I'm trying to see what else came out. I was gonna say that if you can go watch it while you can now, I mean, it'll probably be on the streaming service, but like they were talking about in the news that I guess Warner Brothers, that's like the people who own HBO Max, were talking about that, you know, maybe like with Black Widow, did Disney Plus, this might not work for them, but how movies sometimes, if because of all the shit that's going on with the COVID, instead of like releasing the movie on streaming services, maybe like on day one or like a few days after, they're gonna make it 45 days after. So what they're trying to do is push people to go back to the theaters Because, you know, I mean, people want to make money and they want people to go back to the movies. But let's be honest, they want you to go buy concessions because them bitches cost like $80 just for a popcorn and like a large drink or something, or like an icy, which I love. But, you know, the movie experience is trying to slowly hold on to their bankroll. You know, Mr. Moneybags is trying to hold on to that money and they're trying to make more money, you know. Excuse me while I sip on this kombucha beer. but yeah, so like that shit's been happening. It's crazy. There's music been coming out. Like I haven't listened to it yet, but like Nas dropped King's Disease 2. I need to check that out. Love Nas, man. He's a legend in the game. Maybe one day he'll jump on this podcast and be like, who the fuck are you? But like, what is this Latin dude interviewing me? Who the fuck are you? But he dropped King's Disease 2 with Hit-Boy producing, I think, all, if not most, of the project. King's Disease 1 was a classic. There's a song on there. I might have to look this shit up. You might hear me typing some keys or some shit. Where he did a song with Lauryn Hill. What's the name of the fucking song? Give me a second. Excuse the typing. Oof. Excuse me. It is called Nobody, and people are like really love that song. Like I said, I have yet to check it out, so I'm going off of other people's opinions that I've seen on social media, so maybe my opinion isn't so valuable, but but that dropped. Let me see, what else? I'm over here waiting for Donda to drop. Kanye sleeping in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium with his ski mask on, or as somebody likes to say, pantyhose. And he's just in there chilling, lifting weights, for some reason doing push-ups, being, pulled into heaven, as he did in his last little event. I had shout out to the homies that I think I only saw two. I say the homies. Well, I mean, homies more than one. But shout out to the homies who actually were a part of the, I guess, the other ski mask people or pantyhose people, whatever you want to call them. Everybody who was a part of that group to make it look, I don't know, cinematic or whatever. But, yeah, waiting for Donda to drop because I think it actually might be good. Some people are saying it's going to be something like a mixture of Jesus is King, which a lot of people didn't like. I personally liked it. What's the name of the other fucking album? The Life of Pablo, you know? So it's like some Jesus-esque rap, except it's not like gospel rap, and I have nothing against gospel rap. I just don't find it that entertaining. And it's not that I hate God or I don't like Jesus, because Jesus, hey, that's the homie. I mean, shit, we, you know, Latin people name their kids Jesus. Jesus Christ. Sorry. But I don't know. It's the same thing. It's kind of like, what is that? Christian alternative rock? Or Christian rock, they all sound the same. Like, they all have that, and then, like, some fucking guitar comes in or whatever. But, yeah, it's like, I'm not a big fan of it, but hey, if you are a big fan of it, whatever. But, because it's Kanye, you know, he might throw in a few curse words, which, you know, you'd be like, oh, shit, okay, hold on, he going a little risky here. I say that, but because it's Kanye, you know, he's a musical genius. Some people, what I don't like when it comes to like, especially people like Kanye, and like these other big artists, are like, what's it called? I don't like this overhypeness. I just want people to wait, let the shit drop, and then react. Not this anticipation that's being built, I'm gonna look this shit up real quick with y'all on this goddamn podcast. Hold on. Oh my god. Let's see. Can I get it to start here? Oh Jesus Christ, sorry if that was super loud. Inevitably, you know what? Fuck that word. inevitability. I can't say that word. I give up. English language wasn't meant for me. But what was that fan saying? Oh, yeah. I don't like this overhype. This overhype where people build up this whole thing where I understand he's a great artist and I understand that, you know, I fell in love with Kanye when he dropped College Dropout. Then you had Late Registration. Then you had Graduation, which a lot of people loved. 808s and Heartbreak. What the fuck was after that? 808s and Heartbreak. Was it The Life of Pablo? No. I'm sorry. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Then The Life of Pablo. Jesus, so on and so forth. But he drops amazing music, right? But I want what it's just like, why do people build themselves up to just to be let down? Because even the greats sometimes slip up. It happens. It's normal. It's okay. It's all right if this album is not as good as Graduation. You know, there's only going to ever be one Graduation. There's only going to be one Late Registration or My Beautiful Dark Twisted whatever, you know. But I guess it's just people are excited because, I mean, he dropped Jesus and King on last year, not last year, 2 years ago. So maybe, you know, I guess maybe the anticipation is because they're just waiting. So we'll see how it goes, you know. What do you think? That's me waiting 3 seconds for you to respond to, you know, to your headphones or talk to yourself in the car. But what do you think? Do you think it's going to be as good or have you given up on Kanye? Is he still canceled in your mind? Speaking of cancel culture, I don't believe in it. That's all I need to say about cancel culture. Sorry. If I offend you, I'm sorry. These are just my opinions, which opinions should never be taken to heart. I think that they don't matter a lot. You know, words only matter if you you give them. Now, hold on. Let me take that back. My opinion, you know, I'm just a guy named L sitting in my living room recording this podcast, talking to you, that person behind you maybe, or talking to some random person listening, you know, whoever the fuck in Malaysia or Brazil or something, you know. Why do you care what I think? I want you to ask yourself that. Why do you care? You know? But anyway, we'll see how that goes. I'm trying to think if there was anything else that's like coming out that I'm waiting on. You know, I'm waiting on an album that'll never come out, which is 103,000's next album or another Outkast album together. Other than that, man, to be honest, this episode might be a little bit short. I try to aim for like 30 minutes, just talking to you about the hoopla that's going on in my life. I'm trying to think, was there something else that I want to tell you guys before I get off of this microphone? I talked to you about my therapy. What else? What the fuck? Do I need to take a pause? Hold on. Now I'm thinking too much. No, not really. So I guess this might be the first episode of the podcast. I'm probably just going to chill, drink a little bit more. I just drank a little bit because I had to get a little loose because I didn't know how this was going to go. This is just like an experiment into what I've been wanting to do for years. My advice, if you got something that you want to do or you want to try, go do it. I mean, look at me. I'm doing it. And maybe only one person listened to this. But at least it's that one person. Maybe they reach this point in the podcast where it's like, damn, you know what? L has a point. Maybe I should just go fly in that hot air balloon. Or maybe I should go learn how to ride a bike. Or maybe I should go learn how to throw darts. I don't know. But, you know, go do it. Because you'll never know if you're really going to like it until you try it, right? You know, and even things that you do like or that you think you're going to like, sometimes that shit just, you end up not liking that shit. I mean, I know that shit's happened to me plenty of times where like I play video games and stuff or like there's a game I've been waiting on and I get disappointed by how I'm not into it as much as I thought I was going to be, you know? And so whatever you want to do, whatever you want to pursue, man, go after that shit because we only got so much time on this earth before God or whoever higher power you believe in or whatever it is calls you up, he, him, they, or there, whatever they identify as calls you up and says, hey, it's time to go. You had your time. You know, because my whole thing about life is like living without any regrets, or at least being like, well, shit, I did everything, or if not almost everything that I wanted to do, and I'm happy and content. Because when I'm laying in that couch that's floating away in balloons, like the movie Up, I want to look and look back and be like, yeah, I did that shit. And that's what I'm doing now. So I think that's going to close episode one. I know it's a little unorganized. I'll try to get shit together. Excuse me. I'll try to get shit together to where I'll have bullet points on the next episode. Or if you like it like this, just leave a little like or comment. I'm going to make a little Instagram page for the podcast, and I'll promote it on my Easy L page. That way, like, people can find that shit. Excuse me, now my nose is stuffed. But if you can listen to this, if you're listening to this podcast, make sure you follow Afternoon Programming on Spotify. I want to say it's on Apple Podcast. I could be wrong. Maybe it's on Spotify only, or wherever the fuck I uploaded this shit. But make sure you follow, subscribe, review, rate, share everything, man. It really helps. It means nothing to you, but it means everything to me. I really appreciate y'all. Or if there's some shit that you want me to talk about, or, you know, just get my opinion on, even though, like I said earlier, my opinion really ain't shit. I mean, listen to me. You just heard me talk for like 26 minutes about some other shit in my life. But hey, if you enjoy, maybe you somehow connect with your boy and you get something out of this. Or maybe, you know, I just got you through the day, which I always try to do. But yeah, so follow the Instagram. I'll have it up, I think, by the time this podcast episode is uploaded. Afternoon Programming Podcast, or what the fuck, man, fuck that shit. But just I'll put it up. And I'll catch y'all next Wednesday. This is going to be a weekly podcast, by the way. So just 30 minutes, nothing too crazy. Something that you can just throw on while you're having sex or you're working out or something like. Sorry. You know, or if you're just, you know, taking a shit or something like that. You're using the bathroom, walking your dog. Just to have some background noise. But it'll be a weekly podcast every Wednesday. Maybe 20 to 30 minutes, or maybe on another day if I feel like talking or whatever, you know. But anyway, this is Afternoon Programming with L Man, episode one. Really appreciate y'all for listening, and I catch y'all on the next one. Peace.